Imagine playing Monopoly, where one player knows a secret rule allowing them to leverage the bank's money for property purchases while you're stuck with your starting cash. This is exactly what happened to Vivian too during a Hamptons-themed game with friends. When confronted about his unfair advantage, her friend's boyfriend simply stated they all had access to the same rulebook, others just chose not to read it completely. This perfectly captures our financial system. Theoretically, everyone has access to the same information, but in practice, most never learn the complete rulebook. The wealthy pass down financial knowledge through generations, while most Americans receive no formal personal finance education. Rich people approach money fundamentally differently. They're strategically lazy, preferring passive income over trading time for money. They derive income from investments, businesses, and real estate, not just higher salaries. Contrary to popular belief, truly wealthy people don't spend to impress others. They invest in assets that generate more money rather than liabilities that depreciate. They operate from an abundance mindset rather than scarcity, viewing money as plentiful and renewable. And perhaps most importantly, they freely share information and connections, understanding that creating more wealthy people expands their network of potential business partners. Why does this matter? Because the American dream as we knew it is dead, but a new path to wealth is emerging, if you know where to look. Traditional financial advice is dangerously outdated. While economists consider 2% annual inflation normal, post-pandemic factors have driven prices up faster than wages, eroding savings value. The oft-cited 2010 study claiming happiness plateaus at $75,000 annual income was debunked in 2021. Well-being continues rising with income. Unlike boomers who enjoyed bull markets during prime earning years, younger generations faced multiple crises: 9/11, the 2008 housing crash, COVID-19, and bank failures. The "just stop being poor" narrative ignores realities like medical bankruptcy and poverty's expensive cycle. Being poor forces costlier short-term choices, like buying disposable items instead of lasting quality ones. Systemic barriers limit wealth building for marginalized groups. Black Americans hold 13 cents for every white family's dollar due to generational discrimination. Women face additional hurdles through the pink tax, beauty standards, and financial vulnerabilities. These aren't abstract issues. They're economic realities affecting millions' wealth building potential. Most financial advice starts with budgeting, but rich people understand a fundamental truth. While you can only save what you earn, your earning potential is unlimited. Before focusing on expense cutting, prioritize increasing your income as the foundation of wealth building. Finding your career sweet spot means positioning yourself where your value is recognized and rewarded. Research shows that staying with companies longer than 2 years can reduce lifetime earnings by 50% compared to strategic job hopping. View careers as climbing walls with multiple paths rather than linear ladders, focusing on transferable skills over industry-specific roles. In salary negotiations, consider that a brief conversation could yield a $5,000 raise, effectively earning thousands per hour. Prepare by researching market value, documenting achievements, and practicing your approach. Begin confidently, present metrics-backed accomplishments, make specific requests, and embrace strategic silence. Think beyond base salary. Consider equity compensation, RSUs or ISOs, additional time off, flexible arrangements, signing bonuses, or strategic job titles that can boost future earning potential. Rich people actively seek additional income streams, viewing side businesses as free money while enjoying the process. Distinguish between side hustles, quick moneymakers, and passion projects, creative pursuits. While passion projects can generate income, monetizing creative work can reduce enjoyment. Only 4% of content creators earn full-time income. Ideal side hustles have minimal startup costs and low barriers to entry. Services like dog walking, lawn mowing, and babysitting let you test the waters before investing. Avoid high-commitment ventures like vehicle leasing that could become financial traps. When evaluating opportunities, calculate all costs, including wear and tear, materials, and time investment. Set aside 30 to 40% for taxes, as side hustle earnings aren't automatically taxed. Choose work that complements your primary job and schedule. Office workers might prefer physical activities like dog walking, while others might opt for late-night driving or commute time freelancing. Budgeting isn't about deprivation. It's about freedom. Tu's first Wall Street paycheck bought a Prada bag, possible because her budget gave her spending confidence. Wealthy people consistently budget, viewing it as strategic planning to maximize resources and achieve goals. Despite their wealth, they often need budgeting more, requiring available cash for opportunities while keeping most assets in illiquid investments. Budgeting begins with a spending audit, categorizing expenses. Tu's stoplight system classifies costs, red for non-negotiables, yellow for flexible necessities, and green for discretionary spending. Everyone deserves non-negotiables, small luxuries bringing joy. Tu's example, annual eyelash extensions for daily confidence. Remember, you can afford anything, you just can't afford everything. Embracing select non-negotiables maintains budgeting momentum. Investing, not saving, is how wealth is built. The investment framework consists of three components: where, brokerages, what type, account structures, and what investments, actual assets. Your goals, time horizon, and risk tolerance should guide decisions. Longer horizons generally allow for more risk. Rich people avoid chasing trends, instead focusing on market understanding, diversification, and patience. Assets range from stocks and bonds to real estate and luxury items. Real estate's power comes from leverage, using small down payments to control larger assets. Stocks offer ownership in companies through direct purchase or diversified funds, while bonds are loans with varying risk levels. Limit cryptocurrency to 1 to 5% of your portfolio due to volatility. Fund investment accounts based on tax benefits and employer matches, maximizing each before moving to the next. For investment selection, choose between financial advisors, personalized but costly, robo-advisors, algorithmic, moderate fees, or self-directed portfolios using index funds. Market corrections are normal. Successful investors stay invested through downturns, knowing that time in the market outperforms timing the market. We inherit money habits from our parents, both good and bad. Many immigrant families and those who've experienced financial hardship keep money in low-yield savings accounts, missing decades of potential growth. While mindful spending matters, enjoying your earnings is equally valid. True wealth means financial security and freedom, not status symbols. Financial education and strategic action can overcome systemic barriers. While therapy can help address inherited money issues, increasing income remains essential. Financial independence benefits everyone, as it enables us to better support our communities. The journey to becoming rich AF means breaking cycles of financial ignorance that have trapped generations in struggle. By understanding how the wealthy think and manage money, anyone can build wealth regardless of their starting point. The greatest act of rebellion isn't rejecting wealth, but embracing it on your own terms. Mastering money's hidden rulebook isn't just about securing your future. It's about gaining the freedom to create the life and impact you truly want.